You did.
I did.
But moving right along, Cindy.
Please, Baz, move on.
Hey, we've got a special guest today. Very honoured to have our guest in the studio, Matt Frost. And Matt's just joined us recently here in the YMCA, Casey. 2 weeks ago, actually, so brand new. So treat him kindly, please, guys.
Go easy on him.
And Matt's come on board from... He was previously at the YMCA in Wodonga and has shifted down to manage our what we're calling active communities, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Mm. But welcome, Matt.
Thanks so much, guys. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's really nice to have you. Welcome to Melbourne.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a big move and it's still very short time frame so far. So yeah, finding my way around everywhere.
First question, biggest difference to where you've come from, where you are now?
A bit bigger.
It's a small bit bigger. There's a few more cars on the road every morning. That would be the biggest difference so far. Yep.
I tell you what, though, I thought you were going to say, hey, we're just into the weather, but it gets very, very cold in Albury Wodonga. Yeah. We're talking sub-zero temperatures. Yeah. It's only about 100 kilometres from Falls Creek.
Yes, correct.
So it gets very, very
just
cold.
Fresh. So you know, Matt, it's okay to wear your Uggies around on the weekends. Jackie said so.
I just quickly say, I was looking at a report of Queenslander getting some really nasty cold weather and outback. When I went to Roma a couple of years ago, it was cold when we got there, but they just had a report that it was -4.
Wow.
It gets very cold out there in the outback, but it gets very warm during the day. It's -4.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, there's some times, I remember there was -2s and -3s in Albury Wodonga as well in my time there. So.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely.
Frost on the glass, walk out there with the warm water and get all the ice off your windows.
Definitely. We don't have to worry about it. You never wanted to be late for work because you'd be scrubbing that ice off your car real quick.
That's right.
So, Matt, sorry.
There you go, Baz. I was going to ask him about this role.
Yeah, you've worked for the YMCA for 6.5 years.
Correct.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your journey so far?
Yeah, certainly. So I started, did my PT course 7 years ago, and then my first major role was at the YMCA in Wodonga. Started as a personal trainer there for a 3-hour shift on the weekend. And absolutely loved every minute of it and just moved through over that 6 years of being very hands-on, so working with lots of personal training clients, running your boot camps, etc. And then I was able, with what I love about the YMCA is being large rec facilities, there's many opportunities within the centre, so I was able to move through different roles throughout that time into looking after the health and wellness team there. So it's great to be able to continue on that journey with the Y down to the Big Smoke now.
I suppose coming to Melbourne, big centres, a huge change. What are you looking forward to most being here?
Just being surrounded by so many more people. And as I said, I love the YMCA and I've always felt being in Wodonga, Melbourne was more of a hub for the Y and always felt like we were a little bit left out of stuff being back up in Wodonga.
Okay.
We had to do the travel ourselves to try and get down here. Not many people would come up.
Yep.
So that's what I'm really looking forward to the most. And working across the Casey sites, there's a huge range of people to work with, huge range of people to obviously learn and grow from and share experiences with, for sure.
Of course, one of the people that you'll be working very closely with is a friend of ours, and that's Mo.
Oh, yes. We love Mo.
Yes, I've been working very closely with Mo at Casey Arc. So, yeah, looking forward to getting to know him a little bit more as well.
So, Mo is the team leader for the personal trainers. Is that correct, Baz?
He's the health club coordinator, or health and wellness coordinator.
Yep.
As we call it.
Yeah, he's great.
And part of Matt's role oversees all of the health and wellness coordinators at all of our centres.
Okay.
If you're not sure who Mo is, you just look for the guy with the strut.
Yes.
Strut around
the
place.
Oh, he's awesome. We love Mo.
Yeah, sure. Albury Wodonga is very well known for sporting. A lot of very well-known sports people have come out of Albury Wodonga.
Correct.
So would it be a hub that you were part of up there that you would have found that the activity levels are always very high?
Certainly. It's a massively sport-orientated community, and so it was great to be part of that in my role in health and fitness. It was, you know, something that was widely talked about within the community. It was part of every single conversation that you were ever a part of in terms of sport in general. So it didn't make it a hard job in terms of trying to preach health and fitness, because it was a fit community for sure. So there was always something happening sporting regards, and then they're trying to get bigger and bigger, of course, trying to get more bigger events to the Albury Wodonga community, and I think they're growing really well up there as well. So
council and the events and the Chamber of Commerce do a very good job up there in Albury Wodonga, dragging big events in. I noticed with interest there was a young man playing for Melbourne on, was it Saturday night, Spargo. very much an Aubrey name, that one. Paul Spargo, I think, played against his old man. Paul must be his old man. And he's got, Spargo, got car yards, everything up there as well. Spargo, very big name in Aubrey Woodock area. Yeah.
So he is Paul Spargo's son, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And North Melbourne, I think Paul Spargo played from memory.
Yeah, good footballer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't realise he's from Aubrey Woodock.
Yeah, no, Spargo's very big up that way.
Look at you, jumped back into where your roots were. Look at you now. You just think, anyway, sorry, as you were.
Cindy, I can tell you from experience, Daz's roots extend wide and far.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Baz. We need to go any further with that. Anyway.
So Matt's taken the role of Active Communities Manager, and as we were moving into this new era, the one KZ era that we've just started the journey on, I was looking at what we do in our health clubs, and Daz, you would know, and Cindy, you'd know as well, because you guys are active participants and done a lot in both of the centres. But a lot happens up there, and it's great work. And but you've got to come into the actual facility to really experience it. Mm. And so part of what I wanted to do in this new era is to take it out beyond the four walls, and that's part of Matt's remit to actually. So, okay, how can we run the best possible health clubs and group fitness classes and PT, et cetera? But what else can we do going out? Is that how you saw the role, Matt? Because I hope so, otherwise.
Well, I think I made the smart move before I went for the role as calling Baz and saying, what do you see the role being?
Okay.
So that gave me a great heads up. But it's definitely what I'm really passionate about. I did a lot of that work in Wodonga with the YMCA, had a really good connection with the council up there. And we tried our best, obviously, to engage the community. And it's definitely, as Baz said, I think the Y does a great job in-house in the four walls, but we can always do more. We're trying to branch out of that and engage with people that might not necessarily be able to make it to the centre, but there's also a hell of a lot of people that'll come into the centre as well that'll love to do some more stuff outside. So
it's kind of a message. It's such a strong message, and it's a message that kind of gets lost, I think, at times, that we certainly from an in-house point of view, you know, you tend to be caught up in people's journeys when they come into the centre, and you kind of forget a little bit of all the work that the centres do out in the community. So this is a way to be able to reconnect in a different kind of way, and people will see that as some external exposure about what we really do out in the marketplace, which I think is really, really important.
Yeah, definitely, and 100% agree on that. And it's all about, obviously, just building that community awareness for one, and just really a strong community connection, and you can only do that by getting outside of the four walls. So it's exciting time.
I love it. And you say the exact word I was about to say. You say it's exciting times. We can hear it. We can see it. So it's going to be a watch this space and see what happens, because we will follow you through this journey as well and see what changes, what happens. And we're really excited for you as well.
And you're based out of Race or Ark?
So we'll be working across three of our main facilities. So Casey Race, Casey Ark and Endeavour Hill. So each week I'll be going across those different sites, which is exciting in itself to have that flexibility, but also it sort of restarts you every day to be able to go across the different sites and work with the different people there, see what each site's doing really well and try and bring that across to each one.
Good on you, Matt. Really quickly, Baz, what's happening with 1KC with the rebrand? Obviously, the announcement has gone out there. People are aware of it. People are asking questions about it now.
Yep.
So what whereabouts are we at with the rebrand?
So 1KC rebrand, we're struggling to get a really good look for our cafes. Yep. But we've taken over the Race Cafe and had lots of positive comments about that. Mid-August, we'll take over the cafe at KC Ark. We'll rebrand that one as well. New uniforms are ordered, and they're on their way. They just take a little while. They're coming from overseas, and they're through New Balance.
Yep.
So a fresh, brand new, fresh look. We've got the 24/7s, which we probably haven't told you about, but we're looking at, and Matt's integral to this, turning both Race and Endeavour Hills into 24/7 gyms as well.
Oh,
so, much more flexibility there, as well as I'm sort of dropped a couple of hint a couple of times later in the year, we'll be launching Casey Cares, which is just a really exciting project coming up with lots of things for the community there.
Great
always
stuff.
Something amazing going on, always. Okay.